Anti-Israel hate marches in London prove the failure of multiculturalism, says former Home Secretary. By Kurt Zindelka on December 10, 2023. Former British Home Secretary Suella Braverman has argued that the anti-Israel hate marches in London have demonstrated the need to reduce mass migration and that multiculturalism has been a failure. While the Metropolitan Police are once again searching for pro-Palestinian protesters over anti-Semitic messages over the weekend in London, including one who carried a placard appearing to call for a final solution against Israel, Suella Braverman pronounced that the hatred witnessed on the streets of the British capital since the October 7 Hamas terror attacks on Israel should be seen as confirmation of her assertion that multiculturalism is a failed project. "I think it has utterly failed in parts of our country, where communities are not integrating, they're not learning the language, they have values totally at odds with British values. I think that's been borne out by some of the hate marches that we've seen since October 7. It is astonishing, staggering, shocking and shameful that, on the streets of Britain in the 21st century, hundreds of thousands of people are jubilant about what Hamas did, glorifying, celebrating, in a way which is horrific to see and has intimidated, harassed and been racist towards the Jewish community. And I think that is a reflection of the failure of multiculturalism," Braverman told The Telegraph. Braverman, who was sacked from her position as Home Secretary last month over criticizing anti-Israel demonstrations, continued, "Extremism on the streets has been allowed to get out of control. I think these marches represent the highest risk of extremism and terrorism that we've seen for 20 years since 9/11. There is radicalization going on around our country, in mosques, in schools and communities around the country, where violence is being preached, hatred is being preached, and anti-Semitism is being normalized." Braverman, a staunch Brexiteer who often found herself at odds with others in Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's globalist government, argued that it is necessary to reduce mass legal immigration to the United Kingdom. Despite leaving the European Union on the back of a promise to take back control of the nation's borders, Boris Johnson's immigration reforms have resulted in more foreigners coming to the country, with 1.2 million in net migration being seen over the past 2 years alone. The former Home Secretary argued that institutions such as the Treasury and the Office for Budget Responsibility, OBR, tend to only highlight the benefits of migration for businesses while ignoring the often hidden costs felt by the British public. "It's a real pressure on resources, GP places, school places, house prices," she said. The sector is now coming out and saying increased migration is pushing up house prices. And yet, the OBR and the various economic departments do not see it that way. They say more people coming into the country, taken at face value, is a good thing for the economy. They ignore the cost that those people will bring with them, particularly when so many of them are bringing in more than one dependent. "We're not building enough houses, we're not creating enough school places or GP places to support this rapid increase in migration. It's also straining community cohesion and parts of our country are changing very rapidly. And that affects issues like the social fabric of our country. And that goes to the point that I've made previously about multiculturalism." Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xindelka@breitbart.com.